With a news update on 99.7 1450 WHTC, I'm Gary Stevens. An argument between a married couple from Grand Haven at a fast food restaurant on Holland's East Side yesterday afternoon ended with the husband on a hospital bed. According to Department of Public Safety Captain of Administrative Services Bob Bersma, the 45-year-old man and his 44-year-old wife were having a dispute inside of their sedan around 12:30 p.m. while the vehicle was parked outside of the Wendy's off of East 16th Street. The man stepped out of the sedan, whereupon the woman, who was behind the wheel, locked the door behind him and started to drive out. The man then jumped onto the hood but was thrown off as the woman turned onto a private roadway and his head struck the pavement. The husband was taken to Corwell Zealand Hospital in serious condition while the wife was unhurt. No names were disclosed as the incident remains under investigation. The Heinz Pickle plant in Holland is in line for some renovations, thanks to federal money. The U.S. Department of Energy announced yesterday that the West 16th Street facility, which has primarily handled processing of pickles for 137 years, will share in a nearly $171 million delicious decarbonization through integrated electrification and energy storage grant that aims to reduce annual emissions by more than 99%. The money will go towards installing heat pumps, electric heaters and boilers, anaerobic digesters, biogas boilers, and solar thermal, photovoltaic, and thermal energy storage at the 10 plants in the program, creating an estimated 500 construction jobs during the installation process. Company officials say that significant benefits from these improvements should be seen by 2030. The members of the Michigan Shipwreck Research Association are still basking in the glow of their most recent discovery that was unveiled to the public this past Saturday during the annual Mysteries and Histories Beneath the Inland Seas fundraiser. The Holland-based nonprofit group disclosed details of last June's spotting of the steamship Milwaukee, which went down in Lake Michigan about 40 miles from the Tulip City after a nearly head-on collision with another steamship, the Sea Hickox, during the overnight hours of July 9, 1886. Well, all hands able to safely swim onto the Hickox. Using newspaper accounts at the time of the incident as a guide, Craig Rich and other members of MSRA deployed side-scan sonar to spot the wreckage of the Milwaukee and documented their findings with a remote-operated vehicle. They found the fallen ship remarkably intact, considering the urgency in finding other wrecks in the waters of Lake Michigan.
They are being destroyed by natural forces. Just, you know, basically the weather underneath the water and the invasion of the mussels that have come in the ballast water of all the ocean-bound ships. They first zebra mussels, then quagga mussels, and those things destroy almost everything they touch.
A crowd of over 300 people at the Knickerbocker Theater in Holland attended last Saturday's fundraiser that provides much of the money for MSRA's efforts. The biggest road construction project in the Holland Zealand area this year is set to begin. Before crews head out onto Business 196 for a major rebuilding effort, John Richard and other Michigan Department of Transportation officials are expected to attend a public meeting this afternoon from 4 to 5:30 p.m. at the Howard Miller Community Center off of Church Street in Zealand.
A concrete inlay and some resurfacing, and this is a $16.5 million job, so we're really good investment for that stretch of the business road. And if you look down, a lot of that pavement is the original. You see that big round rock in that pavement, just like on 131 in downtown Grand Rapids, that's the original pavement. So it's served us well, but it's definitely time for a rehab, and that's coming this year.
Work is expected to begin next week and run through Thanksgiving. This comes after a major rebuild of I-196 in both directions from the Ottawa County line to Douglas over a several-year period, as well as reconfiguring the Business 196 Main Avenue M-121 junction at Zealand's Eastern Gateway. This and other construction zones in Ottawa County will be under the watchful eye of Sheriff Steve Kempker's Road Patrol deputies.
Those zones can sometimes get confusing, but I think over the years, MDOT Road Commission has done an extremely good job of the pre-warning signs. As you have noticed, I know you have to commute through some of those occasionally on your way here, that, you know, they've kind of redesigned how they set up some of these construction zones and the flow of traffic to make things easier. But again, you always have to be aware in those construction zones. And yeah, I have the same frustrations that many other people have when you get stuck in one or have to detour around one. But again, I think when you see the, you know, like I came down through 6th Street on my way in here today to, you know, to see how that turned out. Great project. It really smooth flow through there. It looks nice. But obviously with our roadways, there's going to be constant construction and rebuilding and redesign, especially as our area grows with the redesign issues.
Storms today have the chance of producing tornadoes in the Lower Peninsula. The National Weather Service says possible severe storms could pop up from 12 noon to 7 p.m., and wind gusts could be up to 60 miles per hour. Meteorologists say the chance for tornadoes remains low, but is still there. A Muskegon man is facing federal charges for allegedly sexually assaulting a 13-year-old Ottawa County girl. Brandon Lee Chase was arrested January 16th, and the girl reportedly told authorities the abuse started when she was 11 and continued until last September. Her mother found photos and videos of the two having sex in a Google Drive folder. The girl claims Chase used to make me have sex with him and says it's hard to talk about because it makes me feel dirty. Chase had been charged 3 years ago in a similar case in Oceana County. Free gun safes are being offered to pistol owners in Kalamazoo and Van Buren counties by Michigan State Police and Bronson Prevention Services. Several hundred safes are available, as are free rifle locks. The pistol safes are available in three ways. Those are from certified CPL instructors under the Michigan Constitution on law enforcement standards during training courses, by picking up vouchers at the State Police Pawpaw Post from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and through vouchers at gun stores with the purchase of new pistols. Filling up continues to be a little more affordable across the state, but for how long? AAA Michigan says the price at the gas pump is down 8 cents from last week to $3.56 a gallon as of this morning. It's 31 cents more than a month ago and 18 pennies above what was seen on marquees at this time last year. With spring break for youngsters coming up following Easter this Sunday, the Auto Club's Adrian Woodland says that fuel costs may be rising even more.
It would not surprise me if prices go up later this week as we head into the Easter holiday and folks prepare to travel. So if you are planning to fill up this week, it may behoove you to do it earlier in the week.
Jackson has the highest prices in the state at $3.66, while Traverse City has the most affordable at $3.40. A stark difference can be seen along the lakeshore, with Ottawa County's average of $3.50, 13 cents below that of Allegan County. The fire at the Days Inn and Suites near the Kalamazoo Battle Creek International Airport is being investigated as being suspicious. Kalamazoo Fire Marshal Scott Brooks says it started in a conference room on the second floor, a room that really nobody should have been in.
Thankfully, as far as like a large hotel fire or something like this, we usually only have one every couple of years.
They are looking at surveillance video from Sunday's blaze. Only 7 rooms of the hotel were occupied, and some of them were extended stay guests. The hotel has been condemned as a result of this damage. The warm winter caused West Michigan ski businesses to have a very short season this year. Cannonsburg Ski Area, northwest of Grand Rapids, was only open for 43 days. Danielle Musto says that the facility lost over $1 million and had to let go 15 to 20 full-time employees.
It was definitely a season to forget. It's devastating. To lose the entire month of December and most of January puts us well over $1 million in losses, like well over.
Bittersweet Ski Resort in Otsego only opened for 52 days. That's compared to 120 days normally. Skiers at that facility down 30% this year. The Detroit Red Wings skate in Washington against the Capitals tonight. Coverage with Ken Cal and Paul Woods is at 6:45 p.m. on 99.7 1450 WHTC. The Blackhawks welcome the Calgary Flames to the United Center in Chicago this evening. Dante DiVincenzo scored 40 points as the New York Knicks disposed of the visiting Pistons last night 124-99. Detroit beats the Minnesota Timberwolves in Minneapolis tomorrow evening. Jordan Poole tossed in 23 points as the visiting Washington Wizards held off the Bulls last night 107-105. Chicago hosts the Indiana Pacers at the United Center tomorrow evening. In spring training action yesterday, the St. Louis Cardinals defeated the Chicago Cubs 6-3. This afternoon, the Tigers have a season tune-up against the Tampa Bay Rays in St. Petersburg, and the Cubs have a last Arizona encounter with the Redbirds. Two of Grand Rapids' teams are in action this evening as the Gold face the Long Island Nets in Uniondale, New York, and the Rise have a Pro Volleyball Federation match in Las Vegas against the Vegas Thrill. Get the latest news anytime at WHTC.com.